Your Excellencies, the Ministers of Health, Agriculture, the Director General of the World Health Organization in absentia, the Director General of FAO, Excellencies, the Ambassadors, Heads of Delegations, distinguished guests, it's a pleasure for me to make this statement on behalf of the government of Uganda. I first of all want to bring greetings to all of you from His Excellency the President, Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, the President of Uganda, a country that was named the Pearl of Africa. And I want to thank the government of Italy for hosting this conference and for the hospitality accorded to us so far. I also want to thank the Director General FAO and the World Health Organization for your leadership and for jointly organizing this conference under the theme, Better Nutrition for Better Lives. Ladies and gentlemen, malnutrition, as you all know, is a major problem in the world and has been with us for a very long time. It contributes up to 56% of the under 5 mortality in developing countries, of which Uganda is part. And yet less effort has been made to tackle it. The major concern of the developing countries has been the undernutrition, but globally we are now faced with another challenge of overnutrition, and that's obesity. Coupled with this, ladies and gentlemen, lies the challenge of the high fertility rate amongst the women, the adolescent pregnancies in developing countries, poor hygiene and sanitation, food safety and food insecurity, among others. The women and children and those infected by HIV/AIDS suffer disproportionately because of their high needs for nutrients. This situation, therefore, calls for effective interventions by governments to address the challenge so as to enable the vulnerable people, majorly the women and children, to have access to health and consumption of the nutrient-rich foods. Nutrition interventions, ladies and gentlemen, therefore, must be backed up with good health policies focusing at the promotion of hygiene and sanitation, the availability of safe drinking water, immunization against vaccine-preventable diseases, and family planning. Malnutrition, as you all know, contributes to poor health, aggravates diseases, and reduces productivity. In 1962, an American called Norman Borlaug successfully initiated the Green Revolution by experimenting on disease-resistant high-yield wheat in Mexico, and by 1964, his technologies had spread worldwide. Norman's success story was that there was a drastic increase in the amount of wheat produced per acreage in most of the countries. Thus, with the current advancement in science and technology, in this era, we should be more capable of resolving the challenges of food insecurity and malnutrition. Some agencies, as we speak now, are promoting the biofortified foods like beans, maize, rice, millet, and the orange sweet potatoes, rich in micronutrients, but this is not on a large scale. We need, ladies and gentlemen, to embrace such tested and approved technologies and scale them up in our countries if we are to avert the issues of malnutrition, especially the hidden hunger. Uganda has already embraced the growing of the orange sweet potatoes, and it's now being scaled up to all parts of the country. Since the last International Conference on Nutrition Framework in 1992, global efforts have been made, and individual countries have put in place policies to improve growing and consumption of appropriate foods. At the global level, the appointment of a special coordinator for the scale-up of nutrition, the SAN movement, by the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in April 2012, is evidence of the support to the nutrition intervention by the UN agencies. Uganda is a country with a population of about 34 million people, of which 2.4 million of the children below 5 years are malnourished, and this comprises 33%. Nationally, the prevalence of malnutrition has been gradually reducing, though at a slow pace. On a positive note, nutrition issues are now high on the government's agenda. We have developed a 5-year nutrition action plan that runs from the year 2011 to 2016, which is coordinated by the Prime Minister. Nutrition is not only a health issue, but a cross-cutting issue that requires a multi-sectoral approach. The Nutrition Action Plan aims at improving nutrition status of all Ugandans with specific emphasis on the women and children who are the most vulnerable. It is important to also know that Uganda is among the early sunriser countries, and we are implementing the nutrition-specific interventions with support from WHO, for which we are grateful. Government is working towards leveraging resources for the implementation of both specific and sensitive nutrition interventions in a multi-sectoral approach, as is reflected in the National Development Plan. Currently, the government of Uganda is in the process of finalizing the food and nutrition policy, which will focus on nutrition and food security at all levels. Ladies and gentlemen, the International Conference on Nutrition, the Framework for Action, and the Rome Declaration, therefore, should be a right call for all of us to address the nutrition challenges and should form part of the post-2015 agenda. We cannot also underestimate the need for peace and security as vital for our efforts in resolving the issues of hunger and malnutrition. I wish to reaffirm the government of Uganda's commitment to fulfilling its constitutional obligation by ensuring food and security for all its citizens so as to ensure human development and socio-economic well-being. Ladies and gentlemen, let us all be the change that we want to see in the world, as said by Mahatma Gandhi, for God and my country. Thank you.